News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And for more on our reopening and indeed our dearth of international travel, I'm joined now by Dr. Gabriel Skelly, public health physician and former director of public health for Belfast, and indeed Pat Byrne, founder and chair of CityJet. If I could come to you first of all, Dr. Skelly, you've heard what Shane and I were saying. Shane was a big fan of football, watching the Euros last night. Elsewhere in Europe, we have seen stadiums with multiples of the people we would see here. We had Professor Liam Fanning on earlier in the programme, Professor of Immunovirology, who says he can't understand public health here. He is an immunovirologist who says that we've had the longest lockdown and are resistant to things like antigen testing, that we are, in fact, an outlier. Is he right?
Well, this is a funny definition of lockdown, if what we're in is lockdown. It isn't that. Of course, there are social restrictions and different countries have different social restrictions. Listen, I'm a great fan of Denmark as well, as I am of Norway, Finland, and so on. And they've had a fantastic response to the pandemic and done very well. And Denmark's had a death rate well under half of what Ireland's has. So, yes, they have good public health. But Denmark and Ireland aren't the same. Ireland's got a higher rate of cases at the moment. As I said, well over twice the death count of Denmark. And we are facing a really dangerous situation with the Delta variant, which is very serious business. So vaccines are fantastic and we're doing really well in vaccination, but we have to have vaccines plus. And one of the and if you're going to keep it under control, we still have to have some restrictions. And then it's a matter of choice of what those restrictions are.
And before I move on to Pat, can I just ask you, because I asked this of Professor Fanning earlier. I understand that Delta variant is 60% more transmissible than the Kent or the Alpha variant. And I understand that risk of spread, is a concern. Having said that, we know that the vaccine is holding up against it and the vaccines are holding up against it. So that's not an issue among our vulnerable or those who've been vaccinated already. And what is the actual risk to the under 40s, who maybe are the group now who are at most of risk of contracting COVID-19, should they do so? I mean, what is the fatality rate, Gabriel, in that young cohort of healthy people, should they get it?
You say the vaccines are holding up. Well, they're not holding up completely at all.
Dr. Tony Holohan said last week that COVID-19 was almost eliminated among our vaccinated groups here. Those were his words.
COVID-19, if you're fully vaccinated,
yeah,
then you will not, very, very unlikely to die. But unfortunately, some people are still dying who have been vaccinated, and people
With respect, is almost like, putting out anecdotal science there. It is almost 100% effective against death.
Well, it's not anecdote. Listen, it's not anecdote. That's what the figures are telling us, that they're released in the UK every day. They are telling us that's not anecdote. Only yesterday I know someone, an individual, not anecdote, 30-year-old, doubly vaccinated for a month now, who is now ill at home with COVID-19. So this is a dangerous.
With respect, that is exactly the definition of an anecdote. But bear with me. My question to you, I'm not sure if you heard the question. The question to you was, what is the fatality rate in the under 40s from COVID-19?
The fatality rate all along in the under 40s of COVID-19 has been very low, and it remains very low.
Okay.
And it's not an anecdote if you know the person. That is not an anecdote.
We won't argue, but that is exactly what an anecdote is. If I might bring in Pat Byrne, founder and chair of CityJet. Pat, when you hear Dr. Gabriel Skelly talking about the risk of the Delta variant and the fear that is out there among the transmission, what's your reaction to it? Do you look at us, in your view, as an outlier?
We are an outlier, but I've been listening to Dr. Skelly, like many people, for far too long now, and I'm utterly sick and tired of his scaremongering. He spends a lot of time meddling with his unsubstantiated numbers and scaremongering here. He also does it in the UK because not only is he a member of ISAG over here, but he's also a member of Independent Stage in the UK. I don't know where he finds time to work, because he spends all of this time trying to scare the living daylights out of people. This thing has not moved at all. The fatality rate is still 0.15%, which means it's got a 99.85% rate of survival. average age of death 82 years, 1 year more than the average age of natural death. 90% of the people who die are comorbid. Those numbers have not changed. We just continue to get the scare messages from people like Dr. Scally, and a lot of people like me are utterly sick of it. And it's time to get on with, you cannot have zero COVID, you cannot have life with zero risk. We want to get on with our lives.
Okay.
We have to get on with our lives.
Let me bring Dr. Scally back in. Dr. Scally, you're being accused there of scaremongering. What do you say to that?
Well, there were almost 11,000 positive cases in England. That's an increase of 31% in the week. There were 74 deaths in the last week in England from COVID-19. That's up 12%. And patients admitted, more worryingly than anything else, has gone up 40% in the last week, and it was 1,413. Now, 1,413 people admitted from COVID-19 into hospital is serious, and the direction of travel is going upwards, and all of the modelling, you can accuse me of being scaremongering. What I'm doing is telling you the truth. All the modelling shows that England is in the early stages of a third wave, and that's why the government has not relaxed restrictions in England to any enormous extent. In fact, they've delayed their relaxation. It's about keeping people safe, you know, and the same voices that were saying, oh, it's just like flu at the beginning, and we've got to take it on the chin and all that other nonsense. After 5,000 deaths in Ireland and, you know, huge numbers in England, it's a very, very dangerous virus around the world still, and it will be for 2 years. We're going to have variants coming at us for 2 years, and we've got to take suitable precautions. And one of the things that involves is restricting international travel as much as we is reasonable, as much as we possibly can. That's how we keep ourselves safe for the next couple of years until the world is vaccinated.
So you would favour restriction on travel for the next number of years. Pat, what would that do to the aviation sector?
Well, it'll finish it off. I mean, people like Dr. Scally have made a major contribution to the destruction of this industry. I don't agree that it's the answer or the solution is to restrict travel. The answer is to actually modify the way we think about travel. The answer is to introduce rapid antigen testing, which we've been talking about for an awful long time. And for some mysterious reason, Dr. Houlihan and Neffert continue to just ignore the science of antigen testing. Antigen testing has been used everywhere in air travel in Europe. It is not being used here. The whole concept of antigen testing is test yourself frequently, take yourself out of circulation if you are infectious. We need to know who's infectious and who is not.
Okay.
We need to get on with our lives if we're not infectious.
And let me put that to Dr. Scally. Gabriel, what's your position on antigen testing? We have a considerable reluctance to using it here.
There's a antigen testing is a very useful tool, but it's to be used in the right place. For example, in meat factories and food processing, routine testing, perhaps in workplaces or colleges. But it's not to be used as a green light. And, you know, you say there are lots of people who say, oh, it's just wonderful. And the FDA in America has just banned the use of the most popular antigen test in England, for example, is being banned in the US, and people being told to throw it in the trash can because it's not effective. These tests have a role, but they are not—they're not safe enough. They're not reliable enough. They don't give accurate enough screening results to be used to give people permission to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do.
Okay.
That's a simple answer to it. The PCR test is the best test.
Look, thank you both for your input on that this morning. I suspect the conversation about reopening and indeed international travel will be an ongoing one. That is Pat Byrne, founder and chair of CityJet, and Dr. Gabriel Scally, public health physician.